Good evening, everybody. For our cathedral parishioners and welcome to our guests who are with us this evening, this is our end of one chapter, at least, for our stewardship renewal process. So if you did bring your commitments with you at the time of the offertory, preparation of the gifts, feel free to bring them forward and to put them in the basket. And thanks early on for your great, great generosity in a thousand different ways. Every year since the pontificate of Pope St. John Paul II on the Memorial Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes, which was this past Thursday, February 11th, the Church, as he asked us to do, set aside that day as the World Day of Prayer for the Sick. So we take the opportunity at all of the Masses this weekend to offer the sacrament of the anointing of the sick. So if you or someone with you will benefit from this sacrament, I will confer it immediately following the homily. I think we can all agree, suffering, loneliness, illness, indeed, they're things that nobody wants. And we do our best to rid ourselves of them, doctors, nurses, healthcare workers, researchers, social workers, all strive to deal with those things that either physically or from a human dimension take away what God intended for us to be. So it's not surprising that when the Gospels present Jesus, many of the testimonies present him as a healer, someone who can cure people, help to lift their burdens that they are carrying. The leper came to Jesus and pleaded on his knees, "If you want, you can cure me." The leper had been living in what we might consider that place that's in between. He is not allowed, he cannot return to his home. But neither is he a stranger to his family, his friends, his neighbors. Yet he lives in hope. His hope in Jesus Christ. And this is the hope that leads to his cure. As St. Mark writes for us, he's moved with pity. Better translation, he's moved with compassion. Reaches out and touches the leper. After each reading of this gospel from St. Mark, my mind immediately goes to two saints of our church, St. Francis of Assisi and St. Damian of Molokai. The best movie I've ever seen about St. Francis is entitled The Flowers of St. Francis. And there's a moving scene with a leper who, not unlike what we heard in the gospel this evening, is off at a distance. Similar description. Only this leper, unlike the one who had to cry out, this leper, as was the custom, had to wear a cowbell around his neck so that others had fair warning that he was close by and that warning to stay at a safe distance. St. Francis, however, moves toward him. Same thing as we heard in the Holy Gospel. He touches him, embraces him, which would have been unheard of. Putting himself at risk along with clearly breaking the rules, don't get close to a leper, keep your distance. Look on the leper's face is one etched in my mind forever. It's one of, first it seems, disbelief. There's a moment his eyes get big, and it seems that he is almost fearful but then it might be just a sense of wonder. Why would this man do this? Not to him, but for him. The other for me is St. Damien, who in the 19th century volunteered to serve the leper colony on the island of Molokai, and who after 15 years of service to this community, he himself died from leprosy. And early in his ministry, before he had contracted the disease, he wrote to his brother in Europe, "I make myself a leper with the lepers to gain all to Jesus Christ. I make myself a leper with the lepers." His fame would eventually spread, crossing national and denominational boundaries. This compassionate and humble man, who served an excluded and forgotten people on a small and isolated Hawaiian island, achieved worldwide fame. But more importantly, what he did is what we heard in the Holy Gospel, what I saw in the movie of St. Francis of Assisi. He touched them. And by, as St. Paul would say, the imitation of Christ, he continued to live in the hearts and touch the hearts of millions of people throughout the world, even to today. St. Damien discovered that he had leprosy when plunging his foot accidentally into scalding water, and realized he felt nothing. He knew at that time then what was to come to pass. When the leper approaches Jesus, a choice is made. It's the same thing, same word. Jesus chooses to touch him. And then he realizes in reaching out that just like the leper, he's no longer going to be able to return to his home. St. Mark accounts that for us. It will be his own certain exile. St. Mark does this to bring to our attention that the exile for him is beginning. We'll hear more about that as we begin Ash Wednesday and the Lenten season. And his exile will be completed on the cross. Not many of us have the freedom to be St. Francis of Assisi or St. Damien. Our commitments and responsibilities to family, church, society, our jobs, our work, those things shape and form in how we live our lives as followers of Christ. Yet underneath the surface, in the Holy Gospel, the beautiful encounter of Jesus and the leper, the life of St. Francis of Assisi, life of St. Damien, the lives of so many of the great saints of our church, what happens is a certain freedom. We see that freedom in their lives, and we are given the grace, the blessing to live that freedom too. We do that, as they did, by taking steps toward Jesus Christ and ask to be healed of all those things that deny us human flourishing, moving toward our eternal God. Those are the steps of Jesus Christ. So like those in the Holy Gospel, St. Damien, St. Francis of Assisi, we kneel before him. In the words of the leper, "If you want to, you can cure me." We have the blessed assurance that he does want to do that. not only in tonight's gospel, over and over again, we hear his response when the request is presented to him. I will do it. Some of you will come forward in just a moment, just a minute. And as you do, I want you to bring the request of the leper. If you want, you can cure me. And I want you to be assured of his answer. I will do it. For me especially, but for the rest of us, words of St. Paul, the imitators of Christ, like St. Damian, for all of you who come forward, we will be in communion with your infirmity, whatever it might be, physical, spiritual, emotional. And I will be especially because my priesthood requires it. But in that moment, like St. Damian, I will become a leper. I will become someone with cancer. I will become someone with arthritis. I will become someone with depression. I will become someone with an addiction. It's what an imitation of Christ is about. Very well may be cured and healed. But it might be a smaller gift just for the rest of this evening, that you will have a peace and a serenity that you didn't have yesterday. So I ask you, invite you, if you will benefit from the sacrament, to please join me before the altar. And as I encourage you to do, say that little prayer when you come up the aisle. If you want to, you can cure me. And I want you to be confident in his answer. I will do it.